Good day, students. Welcome to our today's lesson. This is English language for those in GS3. Our today's topic is expository writing. Expository writing. Remember, we have different types of essay writing like narrative writing, descriptive writing, expository writing, and argumentative writing. So expository writing is one of the types of essay writing. Now let's look at the meaning of expository writing. Expository writing in an ordinary form simply means any writing that explains or gives information in detail. Any writing that explains or gives information in what? Detail. So, you know that in our different textbooks, we can have any topic. Some topics that are being written by different authors, where information about those topics are given in detail. So, that can be termed as an expository writing. Whenever a topic is well picked up by any writer to discuss about, giving information about that topic in detail, it's a kind of expository writing. So, expository writing can be said to be meant to give a detailed explanation of the subject. To give a detailed explanation of the word subject. Therefore, writing, expository writing is a type of writing which informs or explains the subject matter. Which informs or explains the subject matter. Informs means giving information about the subject matter. That is to say, when a writer is to write an expository, the person has to know the subject matter very well. Because it is when the person knows the subject matter very well that he or she will be able to give the detailed information or to give the information in detail, not haphazardly. So expository writing, as the case may be, like other types of essay, is meant to be written in paragraphs. It's meant to be what? Written in paragraph. And the paragraph should focus to present the words needed information to the reader. The paragraph should focus to present the needed information to the what reader, so that the reader will be able to understand it. That is to say, each paragraph will be a point or an idea about the subject matter. Subject matter is the topic of the writing. So let's look at some of the examples of essay topics that can be termed expository essay, or that can be called an expository essay. Whenever you are asked to write about any of your festivals, in any of the festivals in your towns, any of the festivals in your towns, be it New Year festival, any traditional or tradition of your people, any tradition of your, be it traditional marriage ceremony. If you are asked to write about your hobby, you are asked to write your hobby. If you are asked to write how to prepare any of your favorite dish, if you are asked to write about any of your favorite pets, these are examples of expository writing. We probably have a look at features of expository writing. Remember, as an essay, every essay has topic. Introduction, body, conclusion. Topic, introduction, body, and conclusion. So expository writing is not left behind, but it has its own features, peculiar features, which must be found in every expository writing. Number one is this. One of the features of expository writing is that it makes use of topic sentence to begin its paragraph. You know, the paragraphs are found in the body of the essay, or the body of the essay contains different paragraphs about the topic of writing. So each of the paragraphs must have a topic sentence, and the topic sentence is used to start each of these words, paragraphs. Why do we use topic sentence to begin a paragraph? Remember, in our GS1, we discussed about positions where one can find the topic sentence of a paragraph. And if we say that it can be at the beginning, at the middle, or at the end of the paragraph, depending on how the writer or what the writer is writing. But this one, in expository writing, they say it is mandatory for you to use the topic sentence at the beginning of the paragraph. Why? This is because it will help you as a writer to decide the details you are going to use to explain it. For it helps you to decide the details you are going to use to explain such words, topic sentence, the examples and facts to use to support your topic words sentence. Having placed the topic sentence at the beginning, you now know what are the things, what are the details, what are the examples, what are the facts I'm to use to support this word, topic words sentence. Not only that, it equally helps the reader. It helps the reader. How does it help the reader? It makes it easy for the reader to understand what the writer is explaining, or what the writer has explained very well, and to identify the main words, ideas, because it is placed at the beginning of the paragraph. So I hope we get that. Always use topic sentences at the beginning of the word, paragraph. Secondly, use adequate details to explain the word topic sentence. As we know, a paragraph contains topic sentence and words, support sentences. These are the two types of sentences that can be found in a paragraph. So when you have the topic sentence at the beginning, you expect it to use the support sentence, support sentences, which is a form of illustration, examples, descriptions, and others. Explanations are supposed to be used to explain the words, the topic sentence. Remember, support sentences carry the detail, while the topic sentence carries the main idea of the paragraph. So you are expected to use adequate words, details, a form of examples, or facts to support that word, topic sentences, which you have placed or identified at the beginning of your paragraph. I hope that is clear. Okay, the next feature of an expository essay is that we must use present tense in writing every expository essay. Make use of only present tense most often in writing expository essay. Write simple, clear sentences in the present tense. Why do we make use of present tense most often? This is because you are talking of what is existing. You are talking about existence. Remember, present tense is used to talk about something that happens always. Something that happens always. Describing about a traditional or festival in your place, or one of the festivals in your place, this festival is something that happens maybe annually or biannually, as the case may be. This is what? An existing factor, something that happens every time. Or you are talking about your favorite dish, how to prepare your favorite dish. This preparation of favorite is your favorite dish. So you ought to know how to prepare it every time, telling us how it is prepared. So that is why you make use of present tense. Okay, fourthly, on the list of the features of a expository essay is that expository essay needs what? Detailed explanation of the subject matter. That is why I said that the writer must have what? A detailed knowledge of the subject matter, because it needs a detailed explanation. You are telling someone what you know, or what the person does not know. You are the one to feed the person with the information about that topic. So it needs a detailed explanation of the subject what matter. That is to say, there is need for a thorough planning before you start writing. You plan very well. Remember, I said, like every other essay, you ought to, it has title, introduction, body, and conclusion. And this body contains the different ideas concerning you that is to be found in different paragraphs or about the topic of your what writing. So it needs an expository essay needs a detailed explanation of the subject matter, because that is why it needs a thorough planning before you start writing. Plan very well. It requires an adequate knowledge of the subject matter. If you don't know about the topic, leave it. Don't, because you are the one that is telling the person what you know about the particular topic. The reader does not know about it. So lastly, we are expected to make use of descriptive words and phrases to make our explanation clear enough. While writing expository essay, make use of descriptive words and words, phrases. This is because it helps to make our explanation very clear so that the reader will understand. So what are we trying to explain? Expository writing is a type of writing that has or contains a predicted explanation of a subject matter. Subject matter is simply talking about the word topic. So for you to write a very good expository essay, the writer needs to know the subject matter very well, because you are feeding people, or that's the reader, with information of what you know. And probably what they don't know, you are the one giving them the indicated. So the information must be detailed. We talk about some essay topics that can be called expository essay. Say my favorite pet, my favorite dish, how to prepare my favorite dish, any hobby, my hobby, any traditional ceremony of my place, or in my place, the tradition of my place, my first any festival in my place. And these are the examples of what expository writing. And we talked about the features of expository essay, that we have to use topic sentence at the beginning of a paragraph, that you probably need to use adequate detail to explain the topic sentence, that you also need to use present tense so as to explain it clearly what you are talking about, that you need a detailed explanation of the subject matter, that the expository essay calls for a detailed explanation of the word subject matter, so that you'll be able to tell or relate your information to the word readers. Again, that there is need to make use of descriptive words so as to make your explanation clear enough. Now, let's use this as an exercise, though it might not be something to be marked, but it will help you to know whether you understood this topic. Listen attentively. Do this. You can do it with your siblings or any of your friends around you there at home. Do this. You can discuss with your sibling any important traditional festival of your people. Discuss with them any of important festival of your traditional festival of your people. As you are discussing it, write down 10 important points you know about the festival. Write down 10 important points you know about the festival. Remember, I said this will help you to develop your idea on how to write expository writing, in case you're asked to write it. So while discussing about this, write down 10 important points you know about the festival. And then these questions will help you as you're doing this. You can ask yourself, what is the name of the festival? What is the name of the festival? You write it down, the name of the festival. What and where is it celebrated? Or when and where is it celebrated? That is when the festival is normally celebrated, and where the festival is normally celebrated. Why is it celebrated? The reason for celebrating it? Who are the people that play the most active roles in the celebration of that festival? Who are the people that play the most active roles? What role do children play during the festival? How is the festival celebrated? What are the benefits of celebrating it? What traditional items are needed for the celebration? Traditional items that are needed for the celebration. And what is your personal opinion about the festival? You should be able to give your own personal opinion about the festival. Then, lastly, how do you think your people can improve it? How do you think your town, that's village people, can improve this watering festival to make it better? Having written down these questions and given the answer, you find out that the next step is just for you to watch and use it to form your outline on how to write maybe a topic on important traditional festival of my, an essay on the topic, important traditional festival of my people. And it will be very, very easy. It's just for you to elaborate. You have gotten the topics or the idea, subject matter. It's just for you to explain wider. Use these support sentences to form your paragraphs. I hope you understood what we have just explained. Remember, our topic is what? Expository writing. Thank you. We're stopping here. Hoping to see you in the next class. Bye.